Welcome to Atomic Habits by James Clear, a book that will permanently change how you think about self-improvement and why most efforts at change silently fail. What if the problem was never your motivation, your talent, or your ambition, but something far smaller and more invisible than any of that? James Clear, who rebuilt his life through tiny daily habits after a near-fatal baseball injury in high school, spent years distilling that experience into a system anyone can use. Clear opens with a striking real-world proof: the British cycling team. Under coach Dave Brailsford, the team applied what he called the aggregation of marginal gains, improving every element of performance by just 1%. The result was winning 60% of available gold medals at the 2008 Beijing Olympics after nearly a century of mediocrity. The author extends this mathematically. Improving by 1% every day for a year leaves you 37 times better by year's end. The inverse is equally true. Small bad habits compound into serious decline. Clear argues that results are always lagging indicators of habits, not immediate reflections of effort. This is why people quit. They work hard for weeks, see no visible change, and conclude the effort isn't working. The author calls this the valley of disappointment, a period of invisible accumulation before a breakthrough, like an ice cube absorbing heat and suddenly melting at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Patience, in this view, is not passive waiting, but an active part of the process. Clear then challenges the obsession with goal setting directly. Winners and losers often share identical goals, so goals alone cannot explain different outcomes. His formulation is sharp. You do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. From there, the author explains the neurological engine behind habits, a four-step loop of cue, craving, response, and reward. Repeated behaviors shift from the deliberate prefrontal cortex to the automatic basal ganglia, making them effortless over time. Clear derives four laws from this loop: make the cue obvious, the craving attractive, the response easy, and the reward satisfying, and inverts each law to break bad habits. Perhaps the most philosophically significant contribution Clear makes is his argument about identity. He distinguishes three layers of change: outcomes, processes, and identity. What you get, what you do, and what you believe about yourself. Most people try to change from the outside in, chasing outcomes first. The author argues the most durable approach works from the inside out, starting with identity. Consider two people who decline a cigarette. One says, "I'm trying to quit." The other says, "I'm not a smoker." The second person has made an identity shift. Their behavior flows from who they believe they are. Identity, according to Clear, is not fixed. It emerges from accumulated evidence. Every action is a vote for the type of person you wish to become. No single action transforms identity, but a pattern of repeated behaviors reshapes self-image over time. This creates a self-reinforcing cycle. Habits build identity, and identity makes future habits easier to maintain. The question to ask is not, "What do I want to achieve?" but, "Who do I want to become?" Behavior then follows naturally from that answer. Clear introduces two practical tools to make this process actionable. The habit scorecard builds awareness of existing cues by cataloging daily behaviors as positive, negative, or neutral. Implementation intentions, committing to "I will do X at time Y in location Z," dramatically increase follow-through by removing ambiguity from the moment of action.